ओम शांति, गुड इवनिंग। सो वेलकम। आई थिंक एवरीबडी नोज मी, मोस्ट ऑफ यू, और डू यू फील आई शुड इंट्रोड्यूस माई सेल्फ? ओके, माई लौकिक नेम इज बिनी। सो आई एम डॉक्टर बिनी एट ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल एंड रिसर्च सेंटर, एंड आई लुक आफ्टर द पब्लिक रिलेशंस, मीडिया एंड ऑल्सो spiritual counseling services, because Baba has given me a special opportunity to serve, that I had a chance of doing the first doctorate PhD in the subject of spirituality and universal values, for which I received many awards, and my book is also published, Awakening Spirituality, which is the academic documentation of Brahma Kumaris in the university. Of course, I feel it is a lot of learning for me, because I was 6. I feel very happy to give this introduction, because I was 6 years old when I came in Baba's knowledge as a child. And the first children here of Madhuban, the first family, parents and everybody, they are here more than 35, along, I don't count the years, 35 around in Baba's knowledge. Had my schooling in Mount Abu and playing in the courtyards of Madhuban, which was a very, I can imagine that 35 years ago there was no Om Shanti Bhavan and no meditation hall, only history hall and these courtyards. And so I feel that what you want I should share the according, because it's looking like a small, you know, like a class get together in which we can speak to each other, and if you have any questions, whatever you feel. So I feel very happy that whenever I meet double foreigners, because being here and having the opportunity of growing all these years and witnessing and seeing from the small family to the big family, in same way, like if I visualize like in a, you know, sometimes in the pictures they show the small child and then growing and growing and seeing everything. So I feel like that when I share, I become a child in school uniform, going to the school and coming to Madhuban in the class, not understanding what is Baba's knowledge at the time of 6. Nobody has given 7 days course to us, and we didn't have any proper meditation classes, but then here Baba has given so much in a such a natural way, that which has created the opportunity when I was writing my PhD thesis, in which Baba has given me lots and lots of, you know, dreams and visions. So I felt at that time, yeah, Baba, you say everything in Murli, and everything is becoming practical, because Baba says, I can do everything for you. You are not using me. And I felt that time, of course, right from the childhood, so much of love and sustenance from dadis and seniors. And I always wished at that time that I wanted to give the return of Baba's service, being here in this place. And I never thought at the time that Global Hospital and Research Center will be going to provide this opportunity to me. So what do you feel? What should I share? My story, or you would like to have anything? What do you want? Story? Okay, good. Yeah, so much. It's so interesting actually. You have Manmohini. Of course, I will go back again to that age. When I, you know, visualize dadis, and specifically you ask Manmohini Didi. Anybody of you have met Manmohini Didi from this group? No, okay. So Manmohini Didi, really, both of them, dadis and Manmohini, both of them. Baba has mentioned them in the Murlis many times, but we have seen very closely their love, their respect for each other, and specifically Didi Manmohini's life was a real, real example of love and law. We have seen those days that Didi was very, very particular about, you know, Brahmin life, our systems. I remember that if she used to see anybody outside in the courtyard during Murli time, if they are not there, so Didi Manmohini never liked that. And what happened, they become is most of the time, if anybody used to afraid of anyone, was only Didi Manmohini, like she was a teacher, that, you know, if Didi Manmohini comes to know that the particular brother or sister is not in the class, and they where they were, and they were called in the evening, Manmohini Didi is calling, so if, you know, they feel so much, such a law and order she created with love. And I remember still that of those sustenance we took from Didi, she, another important thing was in her life that whenever she used to conduct meditation, there was just like a spark in her eyes. She was so powerful. The moment if you get her drishti, it's just like a whole current is flowing in the body. That kind of a powerful drishti she used to give. And I remember that because then I was, I think, around 10, 15 years of our age, and Didi ji was very particular that we are studying in the school, and all of you know that we have to go early morning in the school. So that's why she told us that, no, you have to come to the class, Murli class, and then you have to go to the school. So what we used to do, we children used to wear blue uniform of the school and, you know, ribbons here, and then we used to come in the, my younger sister and my brother, so we used for the class, used to come in the history hall for the class, Murli class, with the bag. And then when she used to see us that we are sitting at really little back, she used to call us, no, sitting at the back, and come and sit in the front row and listen the Murli. So this has created a lot of, for us children, it was kind of giving us that kind of a sustenance and lot of power for Baba's knowledge. Another thing was about Didi was that she was having a lot of, a powerful, that she used to catch the vibration of the person before he or she used to speak anything. Means the moment anybody used to stand in front of Didi, they cannot change any of their words. Means they reveal what is exactly, because her eyes were such, actually her way of looking was like making anybody like a crystal clear. So that Didi was herself used, we have seen her that in the evening and in the morning she used to conduct a meditation. For example, I still remember I was sitting with the Japanese group before I came here in the Global Hospital, so I was sharing to them that, you know, those days, the golden days, you must have seen now, it has become very old, the banyan tree here at the back, from the back door of the Madhuban. Did you have seen an old banyan tree? If not, see that. And that was the tree in which there was lots of green leaf, big leaves of banyan tree. And we used to receive bhog of Thursday on the banyan. Not that's a banyan or what we call it? Banyan tree, the big tree with the leaves green. So that was there, and you can imagine that every Thursday the bhog was offered by Didi ji on that leaves. And she was sitting on the floor, and each and every one of you used to sit in front of her cross leg. Can you visualize? No hurry, nothing like, you know, now everybody announcement, make a line, you know, we line. It's not like that. It's to sit in front of her, and she used to like this, keeping that bhog in her hand and giving so powerful drishti. I think it is few minutes she used to see each and everybody. And it was so powerful that we remember her. And the other important thing was that she used to speak very less, but it used to be very, very powerful. Didiji used to speak many times before. Dadiji used to read Murli, and Didiji used to give only, like, you know, now Dadi Janki is giving classes, but Didiji used to give very, very essenceful words. And I remember when Didi Manmohini was, you know, in the last of her days, it was not clear, she was taken later on to Bombay for her checkup. But at that time also, when she was not well, but she, you cannot make out from her, you know, body or from her anything. She was very, very regular, very, very regular in everything, in the way actually she used to watch. And the law and the discipline which was maintained by her, I think she was the founder's one after, you know, along with Brahma Baba. And I remember that, you know, because at the time, like how the children ask the mother the same way, we used to ask Didiji everything, what we are going to do. And I remember that because in Mount Abu, there is no college, all of you know that schools are very good, but no college is there. And Didiji and Nirbhay Bhai, who's sustenance we have taken a lot from our childhood days. So at the time there was just the foreign service just started only. I'm talking of 73-74, and at the time very, very little hands were there, those used to speak English, like in India I'm talking the teachers. So I remember that Didi used to say, no, you have to study English because you have to speak English and you have to give Baba's knowledge to many. And for higher study, we had to go to college. And Nirbhay Bhai was very happy and he given us lot of blessings. And we took permission from Baba also for higher study. And I remember that Didiji, when she just given us send off for going to higher school, to college for study, so she has given a one very beautiful bed sheet and with lots of flowers on that, and then she has given a one incense stick stand. These two I remember very clearly. And when she given those two things to me, and she said to me that you're going there for study, use this bed sheet for meditation. Whenever you meditate, use this. And then you have to spread the essence of Baba's knowledge, the fragrance. So this is that, like symbolically she connected. So I still remember so many years I kept all these things because that made me so strong. And I remembering at the time, because it was so strong in my mind, and I was in college and I used to wear white clothes with this badge, and many students used to ask me, what is this? Om Shanti is written. And then I used to carry, now we have so many CDs and all those things, but that time only the exhibition, you know, that was just introduced, the exhibition pictures were there. And I used to carry that. So whenever there was a free periods in college, and I used to, you know, so many students used to gather around me, and I always remember what Dadi and Didi Manmohini said, you have to give Baba's knowledge. So I used to explain so much to them whenever time free is there, giving introduction of Baba's knowledge. And I remember that I became so popular in the college, everybody knew me that I'm from Mount Abu and, you know, from Brahma Kumaris. And I was not knowing that Didiji, which she has given so many teachings about how you keep, you know, Baba your companion always. And Baba, I said, how Baba? I remember I was a child, and Baba said, no, Baba can do for you. Baba can do anything. You have to use that. I'm talking about my childhood, but now till PhD, how Baba has helped me. And I remember that time, you know, I always used to, whenever I used to study, I always tell students when I was teaching, I said, meditation always helps in our study because it increases our memory power and you remember everything. God is helping you. So after doing my all preparation and everything, and I said to Baba before the next, the previous night before the exam, and I said, Baba, you are so helpful, no? You are my friend, you are my companion, you can do everything, no? Now you have to help me. I have prepared myself, everything I have done, and I have come here for studying. I am studying also for you. I have come here because I have to do Baba's service. You know, after this thought which I given to Baba, you know, all of a sudden I got a very, very clear touchings of which questions are going to come. And I was so surprised. I remember still, I was feeling very clearly, it is not my touchings. And I still remember the same day, the same questions came. See, this is what I said, Baba, you listen everything very carefully. And how you help the children. And this type of thing started happening many times in my studies. Because I remember when I was doing my master's degree. And this was the last paper in which there were only four questions. And 50-50 marks each question. And that was just like if you don't attempt. So maybe if you have less numbers, so then you will not be going to pass. You will not clear the test. And out of those, these two questions were actually not clearly coming the answers in my mind. Of course, maybe I have studied it. And maybe it was not clear, and I was sitting in examination hall. I said, Baba, now you have to help me. You are my teacher. You have to help me anyway because I am doing everything. You have said that I can do anything for you. At that time, the same thing happened. I don't know how the answer was coming in my mind. And I was writing and writing, writing, and Baba was making me even to write. And afterwards, I don't know what I have written, but it was actually a very, very clear, very clear help from Baba. And I cleared everything, and even I got the scholarship. I said, Baba, no, this is not me. You have done everything for me. So I'm sharing you this, that people call it miracle. That's why I started you given in the previous three double foreigners group also this class. I said, right, it's Baba's blessings are miracle. They are miracle. Actually, they can do wonders. Then we have so much tears in our eyes whenever we think of those events in our life, and when Baba really makes impossible, even if I ask you, you will be going to have so many your personal experiences that Baba really helps us. Because that is why Baba says in the Murli, children, you are not using Baba up to that, you know, strength or capacity. So what I am personally, as what Dadis are saying, because we are all, it is not our personal, but it is all Baba's, what Baba is giving us, and Dadis are sharing that Baba actually is, when we say yesterday also, Dadiji said, Baba is our companion. And Baba is always with us, but in fact, Baba is more than that. Baba can do anything for us. I was just sharing with the sisters, I said, from last 2-3 years, so many patients with such problems, with such diseases, impossible, something which was you know, like these four research studies in Global Hospital of the heart patient and the diabetes patient, depression patients, and also addiction patient. Impossible things are getting done because they are all right. 80 to 90% of their blockages has opened up. And people are asking to us that what is the scientific, you know, the scientific results if you are doing meditation. These are all scientific, more than that, because if the Raj Yoga meditation can cure with the life, of course the four aspects are there, lifestyle changes, vegetarian diet, meditation and exercise. So if 3,000 people right now, they have, you know, most of them, they have become Baba's children and maybe very close contacts, but they are healthy, all of them. What is that? It's not that miracle. What do you feel? It is a miracle actually. If something which is declared by doctors, and then I still remember the brother actually when he reached here and he said, my doctor said, please don't go, you don't know you are going, you will come back to your family or not. You be careful because you have more than 80 to 90% blockages in the heart and you are advised to do surgery and you are not going for the surgery. You are going to Mount Abu. And this brother is 100% all right only with this, you know, the program, because when he started doing meditation, the sessions like opening the mind sessions, because these are very, because all of the heart patient writing every day letters to Baba. Every day they are writing, because such a way in this, they cleanse their mind, because that's why Baba, I still remember that in the beginning days we used to write a letter a lot. Still I like writing letter to Baba. Do you write? It's so good. Please write letters to Baba. Because if you write letters to Baba, like the new year is coming, I still remember Dadi Prakash Mani has created such a habit in us, natural. Any time Dadi's flow is there, reading Murli, Manmohini Didi and Dadiji, they used to say, you know, please write it today only to Baba. Write it and give it to Baba. You know, that's the very wonderful way. And that is the very powerful way, because sometimes we want to finish the things in meditation. It takes days and days. And still it is coming back. You know, the something I was just sharing one story. Sometimes I was recently in USA and I was invited in the 150th anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. This was, Baba has given a very special opportunity to me. And why I'm sharing you this experience, that how Baba is doing wonders when we take the full support and full faith that Baba, you are with me, of course I'm going to do, but you have to be with me always. So I still remember when I just recently, in September, there was a 150th anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. And I was invited as a speaker because of my doctorate in spirituality, and also the reason I also documented Swami Vivekananda in integrated studies, when the main people, those created, you know, in the world, the voice of, you know, creating spirituality. And one of the important thing was about Swami Vivekananda. He was the one actually who has created such an image of India in 1913. So that is why when I went there, so I remember that I never knew that. Of course, I was a speaker in the main. So I was in out of six main speakers. And if you remember that Swami Ramdev is a popular one in TV, it's Baba Ramdev. And there was from Rishikesh Chidananda was there, and from Jain Muni, Lokesh Muni was there. And from Mahatma Gandhi's family, the real, I think, son's daughter, she was there. So these kind of people were there. So they announced the six people, and I was out of these six to represent Baba. And they called me, first of all, to give the message of Dadi Janki and also to introduce Brahma Kumari. So I went there. I said, see, 3,000 people in the hall, and we are not using anything. Every expenditure is there, and Baba is giving us platform to do this service. Because I said, no Baba, I am there, and you have whatever you have to take from me, I am ready to do, because it is Baba's message has to go now fast. And I remember that when I given this message, and like you are sitting, so they didn't put anybody on the dais, like there's a big pictures of Swami Vivekananda was there, and the topic was of theme, the world without borders. That was the main theme. And six speakers, and Swami Ram, Baba Ramdev, and all of them, the key people were all sitting in the front, and they called me first of all for the speech. Can you believe that? I was the first one, and I said, no Baba, be with me, and I'm ready. You have to give me full company. And I remember that, because many times Baba said in the Mulli, children, I give you the full energy and strength, and I speak. I use you as an instrument, but Baba gives the full energy and the power. And I remember that at the time when I started my speech, and I used exactly the same words, little only difference was that I never thought of speaking, and I spoke that divine brothers and sisters of America. And you remember that his words were very popular, because he was the one who spoke brother and sisters of America. And afterwards, then I started, and I was clearly feeling that Baba was very clearly making me what to use. So there was the first lines which I quoted in my book also, that was, arise, awake, and do not sleep. Very famous words of Swami Vivekananda, arise, awake, do not sleep. So with that only, awakening, the spiritual awakening, what he has created, with that theme, I connected the Brahma Kumaris. And it was very clear to me that Baba was inspiring me, that I have to give them the experience. Because these all speakers, they will be going to speak 1 hour, hours and hours they will speak, you know, all of you, that how these gurus, they speak. And they use Sanskrit language and all of them. And Baba's clearly, and I was feeling very clear, Baba wanted me to give the experience. And I started conducting the meditation on reawakening theme. And the whole hall was silent. The 3,000 people all together, including all the gurus, were sitting in the front. And when the commentary was given to them with that theme, it was such a wonderful, vibrations over there. And when it was over, and other speeches were all over, but when the program of that late evening finished, so the most of the people came, and they were asking of Brahma Kumaris, and they said this was the best experience. You know, this is what Baba is doing, because reason is that people are listening and listening. And that is why Baba is again and again mentioning that children, now all of them, they want experience. Now, this is what I felt, that, you know, how Baba's support and Baba's energy, and Baba fits the words in a right context. Maybe we have information and knowledge, but that Baba creates, that's why Baba is saying the time. I think one Murli, if you remember, was of the last year. Baba said in the Murli very clearly, making the service more powerful. Baba said, when Mansa, powerful Mansa, connecting with the words, with Baba's remembrance, will be going to flow. We will speak, that is going to make so powerful impression, and it happens because if you see in Madhuban, all of you come because all of you are also very fortunate. Baba is that day. If you see, I was just when I was listening Baba's Mulli, I was feeling now Baba is just giving us teachings of PhD. It was PhD Mulli actually, I tell you. If you see only 2 to 4 lines, that's what PhD. Because we are studying Baba, everything Baba has given in the details, everything, each and every subject is clarified. But now, what is PhD? This is what a hypothesis means. It means everything in detail, then integrating, and then only few lines only. Few lines, that's what you have to establish, that's what you have to document overall. So that's what Baba's Murli is now actually, if you see that Baba's change. That's what we are finding, that Baba now wants us, that we children have to. That's why when I was listening today in Murli, it was mentioned the doctor of philosophy. Actually, doctor of philosophy is the word is for the PhD. But Baba aptly said, because these people, they know, but they don't know what is the meaning of philosophy. Because they do so much actually, but then still they don't know the basics. So that is why Baba makes us, all of us, Baba's children, they become the real doctor of philosophy, because we tell them exactly what is the exact base. And it is so interesting that, you know, when I was writing, of course when we came in Baba's knowledge, so from very young age and we studied all what Baba's giving, but not any scriptures. But during when I started doing my this PhD, and I remember that in the beginning it was quite a challenge for me, because they said, the university said, when I went for the interview for the title clearance, they said very clearly that Brahma Kumari hasn't has any book in the university on a study level. Understand, that's what our literature is there, but it is not in the any of the syllabus. Like Mahatma Gandhi is there and Vivekananda is this, their books are on the universities. So they said to me, you tell me which book is there in which university. This was their question. And I was trying to tell them that this is what we are doing so much in values, we are doing in spirituality, in literature, our thousands and thousands of study centers, our doing lots and lots of transformations in the human lives. And this is, and then I said that that's why I want to do PhD, because the reason is which is not done, which is not documented, that's why I'm documenting. But still it was not satisfying them, because they were writing on their, you know, platform. And they told me, you can do another subject, but as I directly use the words in my title, was mainly to create the image of Brahma Kumaris, that Brahma Kumaris literature as an analysis of spirituality and universal values, how we created the Renaissance. And that renounces in the world, that level. They said, you cannot use like this for your work. And I gave all thoughts to Baba. I said, Baba, if you want, you have to do. Otherwise, I have tried my best. And you remember that thought, why I am saying that Baba's ways of creating and doing things for the children, at the right time, in the right way. And after 6 months, I got a letter from the university, from the Vice-Chancellor, and they invited me back, because I remember still there are so many questions they asked me. And it was again a challenge, and going back to the same team, same people, most of them they are same, only few changes are there. And I remember that I had a one thought. I said, Baba, if you want me to do, you have to do now everything, because I am your child. If I am, because my PhD guides to whom I met, they said they completed their PhD in 5 years, some said 8 years, and here said Vinash is coming. Baba says time is so less, 5 years and 6 years, for why for this study, isn't it? The seniors were also giving their opinions, because I was already serving in Global Hospital. So I remember that I already gave a thought to Baba and already given it to Dadi Guljar for message. Baba, you give clear signal. I have to go for the second now to the interview for Baba's work. And I remember that very clearly Baba gave the message. And message was that nobody has done this in Yajna, and you have to do. I'm talking of 4 years back. You have to do, and don't listen to anyone. You know, because moment you listen so many opinions, Baba said, no, don't listen. You have to do this. And Baba is with you, and Baba is going to give you touchings. At that time, Baba gave me two powers. Baba said concentration and determination. And Baba will be going to give you touchings. And I really feel from that moment, Baba has empowered, fully empowered. Those words were actually full of empowerment. And I remember that whole work, because that's where I was connecting, that the first dream and vision which I saw in early morning, Baba showed me Gita. And I never read Gita at that time. Baba has showed me Manmana Bhav Yada Yada Dharma Siglani. Baba said, this is the reference, the first reference, strong reference you have to use to establish. Because all of you know that Baba's Murlis are the divine versions, which maximum Gita's words are again and again. They are repeated there. And Baba is showing me Gita, because it was a clear, and it helped me so much, because you can imagine that Baba is showing me books, lines, whose work is that, because it's not mine, because Baba is giving all the touching. And I remember that I saw Gita, such big pages, and I remember even the shlokas, the main, which was, and I got up very early at that time. After that I couldn't sleep, because I started writing what Baba was showing me. And that was the series and series, because in the beginning I was not writing all these things which Baba was showing me, and it was a very crystal clear touching so Baba. And then I made still, and I start, and one thing what I experienced, that in Baba's room all the touchings were so powerful. You know, in a very less time it was crystal clear than I was doing all my work in Baba's room only. Imagine, because it was so clear even the which book I should take. And I still remember that, maybe if you will see in the book, I have brought one copy to show me, Baba has given me the inspiration. It was a challenge to, to how to write and to use it is a literature word, which is a literary in sense of connecting with the Shakespeare and the Milton's work. The definitions they have used as a kind of literature they produced. You can imagine that you have to prove the certain, you know, methodology. And then Baba immediately clicked me, please take it, write from the time when the first time Baba came in Brahma Baba's body. So from that moment, what was uttered to the later writings of till now was a strong documentation of Brahma Kumari. So I have written, made a whole chart actually, a flow chart. And my guide said, you are writing, you saying, because in the PhD is always with the very strong, you know, documented, you know, already record. And you said, you are saying that you want to write your thesis, primary sources, and I have written Avyakt Murli and Sakar Murli. He said, he was not agreeing with me. He was right. He said, how can you? I said, yes, everything is from the Murlis. This is what our philosophy, this is what our study, from this only, because these are the direct versions, direct godly versions, and you see that it's all documented now, it is accepted. I didn't bring the original one, I wanted to show you that the original one which was. So you see that Baba's words, directly what Baba said to the children, how our subjects of study, that Baba gives it according to that subject's everyday study is a kind of a literature that is creating and connecting the souls, and the huge transformation in the world is happening. That's what Brahma Kumaris are doing. So in my hypothesis, and lastly when the conclusion was there, it was very clearly documented that how we Brahma Kumaris, we created the awakening in the world actually, how we are different. The lifestyle has, so many of those real, you know, life changes, because you have to document, because you cannot write anything like this. You need to have a strong proof and examples. So many lives are there. So that's why it was so much of learning, integrating the Bible and the, you see that all the major religions in the Hinduism and the Sikhism. Interesting thing is that what Baba is Murli mentioning in the Murli, when I was integrating, nobody of them said they are God. And all of their teachings are very, very, very clear that they never created religions, and they, all of them, they supported spirituality. That was very, very clear, and they were so humble actually. And later on all the divisions came of the religions, and then it was so interesting that the Christ, when the Bible was made later on, and when what Christ he said at the time, the beginning words, nobody quoted anything at that time. And they were also called, you know, that Gospels. Later on, all these things came. So many these kind of things, you know, connecting with the Avyakt Murlis. Because in the very beginning, all those words were not documented. And later on, how, from handwritten, so Baba's original letters, which was written with the red color, is actually was a very strong evidence which I documented there, because that is what a manuscript, you know, not manuscript, something which is original handwritten. So it was so interesting that I got the letter, handwritten letter of Baba, which helped me to document it strongly. And that letter was giving a very strong support to my thesis that Brahma Kumari's study and Brahma Kumari's, you know, teachings, whatever, because you have to use the academic words, so they are uplifting the human souls. You know, it's not like Gurudam, it's like a study. So that letter was written by Brahma Baba to one of the center, and that sent that letter out of many I got from Raju Bhai, he showed me, and you see that the you know, that was translated later on from Sindhi to Urdu. Some another script was there. So that was, when they read it, they said, it is, this is one, you know, can going to help you. So Dada Vishwaratan, all of you remember Dada Vishwaratan? They are the one who lived with Brahma Baba. And Dadi Ishu, Dadi Lachu, she is no more with us, but they are the one who lived with Brahma Baba. They given us the, what's Baba's way of, you know, creating everything that can be translated into an academic way for them. So many things happen, and I feel that something which was very, very special about Baba was that I started feeling that so many souls from the university, they were coming forward to help. Some of them they were helping through books, some of them they were helping out of it. So this is what, how when you call, so I started feeling that it's really a divine work. So Baba's work is always divine work, because Baba does everything in a wonderful way, and no tiredness. I never felt tiredness. Maybe I was sitting hours and hours, hours, but it was so beautiful that I still remember that one very clear vision which I saw in the very beginning was that, because I was not finding the proper any thesis which can help me in the beginning as a reference, because I visited few countries at that time and I got scholarship from Canada, and I conducted one study there in St. Xavier's University with the students. That is showing the significant result of application of spirituality in day-to-day life, and what is the difference comes when you have the practical application of spirituality in your life. So what is the before and after? So I did with the major four studies for to document that, because you need to have the proper documentation. So one was related with the police offices where I am faculty presently in Mount Abu. The second was these university students from the St. Xavier's University, Canada. And the third was related with the patients at the Global Hospital, you know, change in the lifestyle, and the heart patients. When these four were documented, this was a kind of a very, very strong support that we can say, yes, that's what I was saying, like we can say yes proudly, that how meditation can help you in any field, whether health or whatever is there. So I still remember in the beginning, Dadi Prakashmani came in my dream. It was very strong. And she was holding a thesis in her hand, and both the side, the senior brothers one side, Nirvayabhai, and Dr. Pratap another side, and she called them and she called me, and she was showing the exactly the same thesis which was completed afterwards in the same shape. Can you believe that, how much strength I got? Because she showed me the result. And so much strength Dadi Prakashmani gave at the time, because it was a signal that everything is already done. You have to play your recorded role. So why I am coming to again to this point, that when and how Baba gives the clear touchings. So very interesting. And then I had, now still I have this much of file with me, with all those such beautiful touchings of Baba, with very few words, very powerful, and lots of energy, isn't it? So that gives us lots of strength, because why? Because this is what Baba is every day, in Murlis, Baba is already speaking, children, I give you touching, I help you. I just give you a story that how, you know, Baba's innocent children in the villages, even wherever they are, they, with their true heart and with their clear mind, if they remember Baba, these old mothers actually in the villages, how Baba is helping them and how, you know, they each and every, you know, they are getting the support from Baba, because the reason is what? So much closeness to, you know, coming together to Baba. So hopefully the time is of the meditation, but that's the last time concluding this. There is a one, it's a story actually, it's a real story. It is given to us in the Buddhist time. You know, there is a one beautiful picture. I am with you. Chinta nahi karo, main aapke se, don't worry, I am with you. So there is a one business family, BK family, and in his euro shop they have put this picture, don't worry, I am with you. So the thieves came, whole night they were there, they went there and they saw Baba's picture, I am there, don't worry, I am there. So they saw the picture and they didn't get strength, they didn't dare to do anything. Everything was there and whole night they were, because they broken the locks. Whole night they went, they didn't take a single penny. And this brother was very happy, said, Baba, you are there, don't worry. So much faith in Baba, because he says, Baba is taking care. It's not only till the picture, it's not only limited to the words, but so much tears in the eyes of the brother that, Baba, you are with me. You did that. They were there. Whole night they were there. But they said, no. This picture was giving them such a, you know, power. They didn't do. Nothing happened to them. Nothing, no loss. So can you believe that? It's not a miracle of Baba's blessings. Is that not? Isn't it? So we have so many miracles with us. Only Baba says, don't hard work. Just remember that and enjoy every day. Sometimes many children say, Baba, we do lot of hard work in Baba's remembrance. Do we need to do it? No. Be in Baba's love, be in Baba's company and remember such experiences. Always remember them. Keep with you whenever you have little, that mood, you know, that makes you so powerful. Om Shanti.